Rush Limbaugh on Border Wall, Trump Got Less Than Nothing. By Pam Kee on December 19, 2018. Wednesday on his nationally syndicated radio show, conservative talker Rush Limbaugh commented on Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, announcement of the deal that finances the government through New Year's Day without funding for President Donald Trump's wall on the U.S.-Mexico border. Partial transcript as follows, courtesy of RushLimbaugh.com. Limbaugh, I mean, Washington came together to pass this thing in like 10 minutes. Meanwhile, $5 billion, a measly $5 billion, when compared to the size of the federal budget for border security, is an impossibility. Somebody needs to explain to me how this happened. I know you people are looking to me to explain it to you, and don't worry. I'm being rhetorical here. I have an explanation for this. But it's the kind of thing that just rubs me raw. It sends people into orbit because something that is not on somebody's primary watch list. Some issue that it's not having a national clamor to get this done. An issue that primarily benefits 187,000 people and whoever their political sponsors are just sails through. The point is it can be done on something the American public is not even really aware of, not clamoring for, and doesn't know when it's happened. There's some news stories, Senate easily passed Trump-backed criminal justice reform bill. There are 87 votes in the Senate for it. And yet things the American people have expressed for decades that they want, have voted over and over and over again to say that they want, have sent somebody to Washington from outside the political system to get done, and there's no hope. There's not a shining chance that this is gonna get done. And they gloat and they applaud and they celebrate in Washington over this. Some of this stuff is just so frustrating and maddening and defies any kind of common sense explanation. This is swamp behavior at its best. This is the greatest illustration of how much of a game all of this actually is. We're made to think that it's cutthroat and real. And, meanwhile, it's just all a game, how this stuff happens. In Congress, in the House, in the Senate, in Washington. It's not how we define success. It is apparently how inside the Beltway define success, impression. Oh, just look what we did. We avoided another government shutdown. The Republicans are bowing down. Hosanna. Hosanna. We're saved again. We're not gonna get blamed for a government shutdown. Meanwhile, the border remains wide open and the Democrats are gonna be controlling the House in just a few weeks. They're now gloating and telling the president, you can't get any money from anywhere else in the budget. We're not gonna let you. We're gonna make sure that you can't build this wall. There isn't gonna be a wall. We don't want there to be a wall, and apparently there's no way. Even though we can allocate whatever money we need for criminal justice reform or Planned Parenthood or whatever the hell else liberal clause is clamoring for your tax dollars. Any amount of money, need even $1.6 billion. That's been pulled off in this deal to save a shutdown. Not a penny above and beyond what's already allocated is gonna be spent on securing the border of this country, which is wide open still. But we've got a compromise on no government shutdown, Mr. Limbaugh. It's a good Christmas. It's a great day for Washington. This is textbook. It's a textbook example of what the drive-by media calls compromise. Trump gets nothing and the Democrats get everything, including control of the House in a few short weeks. In fact, I just alluded to this, Trump's gonna get less than nothing because this compromise strips out the $1.6 billion for the wall that the Senate Appropriations Committee had already approved weeks ago. That's gone too. Not only is there not gonna be $5 billion, there isn't gonna be $1.6 billion that was already allocated. So it's an even better compromise in the minds of the drive-by media and the denizens of the swamp. Not a penny. Forget wall. Think border security. I still maintain that a wall is symbolic. I know a lot of people believe that the wall was actually gonna be built, and I was one of the people hoping and supporting to be built. But even without the wall, there is still the need for border security. The wall was a representative of that. There isn't going to be a penny additional for that. Yet while we are in debt to the tune now $21 trillion, we are spending money left and right on things that are in direct contravention to what the purpose of spending on the wall would be. What we're doing is trying to bring down the Trump administration. What they're doing is trying to bring down the Trump administration if they have to crash the market. Not crash it. If they have caused the market to go down, if they have to slow down the economy, it doesn't matter. If they have to do criminal justice reform and fund Planned Parenthood and all of this stuff and not spend an additional penny on border security, then that's what the hell is gonna be done. Everything that happens, magically there's a left-wing response to it. At a federal court, any amount of progress whatsoever is met immediately with left-wing opposition. They stand up and say, nope, you can't do it, and find a federal judge somewhere to say, nope, can't do that, not gonna do that. Everything gets shut down. Everything gets stopped. Except what needs to be shut down and what needs to be stopped. So it's clear that the left, the Democrats, the drive-by media now turning to turn Trump's pledge on the wall into George H.W. Bush's Read My Lips, no new taxes. This is exactly what the objective has been. Trump commits to a wall, it's part of his campaign 2016. We've known from the get-go they were never gonna support a wall. Everybody that's in favor of a wall has known there wasn't gonna be any support for it. I mentioned yesterday there's not anybody in Washington outside of a couple members of Congress euphemistically. But I'm talking about the entire Washington establishment, the swamp, they don't want the wall. They don't want any part of it. They don't want any limits on illegal immigration. That's why Trump was elected to bulldoze through all of that. You want to add insult to injury? The United States has pledged $10.6 billion, twice as much as has been asked for the wall. A $10.6 billion aid package, are you ready for it? To Central America and Southern Mexico. And you know what the theory is? The theory is that if we provide aid money to these war-torn, poverty-stricken areas, we can build them up and their people won't want to leave. We've been hearing that since 1992. That was the purpose of NAFTA. NAFTA was gonna build up all these Central American Southern Hemisphere hellholes. It was going to build them up, have roaring economies down there and their people wouldn't want to leave. How did that work out? How many times have we given whatever amount of money to all of these hellholes in Central and South America for the express purpose we're told of building up their economies so their people won't want to leave? And they just continued to leave in even larger numbers and now joining caravans of thousands. Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanan.